15 minutes. First week begins now.
I'm given a packet with my new identity for the next hour.
So, my name is Andrew. I've served 7 years in prison for drug manufacturing with the intent to distribute meth. I have a high school diploma, and I have $200.
There's 4 simulated weeks that each last about 15 minutes. I need to hit different stations around the room to get a job, go to counseling, and check in with my probation officer. If I don't do these things, I violate my probation and could go back to jail. I head first for the employment table, but I quickly learn I can't get a job without a driver's license. Simulation participant and House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf says the state shouldn't let inmates out on probation without having an ID.
Before they're even eligible for probation, maybe we should be doing that ahead of time so that when they are, it is time for them to be released, they have an ID, they have a Social Security card in their possession. They have a birth certificate because we've set that up so that they get a copy of the birth certificate.
I get an ID and a part-time job. I also make my counseling session, but rent goes unpaid and I can't buy food. Things get worse when I lose all of my bus tickets. Weeks go by as I try to figure out how to replace them so I can cash my paycheck and get to all the places I'm required to go by probation. Ex-offender Sebastian Corbin says his family helped him get the documents he needed when he was released from prison, as well as show up to his appointments. But he says people who rely on the state for support are basically on their own. He points out inmates leave prison with either a bus ticket or $50 in cash and not much else.
They're not going to be motivated to get anything fast. You don't need it right now, but yet they want you to go out and look for a job. They want you to do this and do that, but they don't want to support you and back you when it comes time for you to go get your birth certificate or, you know, because you need time to do all that.
Corbin has been successful transitioning back into society. I, however, was not. At the end of the 4 simulated weeks, I had not paid rent and only ate once. And I hadn't checked in with my probation officer, risking more jail time. But I did do better than most of the other participants who already ended up back in jail. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.